Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night and time for Zapped. I am your host, Andy, bringing you an hour of Frank Zappa here on KKRN, listener-supported community radio at 88.5 on your FM dial, with studios in Round Mountain and Reading. Tonight, I have a special treat, and it is in the form of the album Joe's Garage, which I am going to play at least the first half of this week, and we'll conclude it next week. So this is an album that does have some words that may offend the easily offendable. So if words offend you, you may want to just turn off the radio or go read a good book. This is The Central Scrutinizer.
Enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's Garage. It His mama was screaming and his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage, we didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, 'cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong, even if you played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together, and we figured that we should, 'cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four, let's see if you've got some more.
People seemed to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
yeah.
was Joe's first confrontation with the law. Naturally, we were easy on him. One of our friendly counselors gave him a donut and told him to stick closer to church-oriented social activities.
At the armory in order to get a pass to see some of life. See the world. Don't make a fuss, just get on the bus. Add water, makes its own sauce. So you don't forget, call before midnight tonight. The boys and the crew are just waiting for you.
You never get to move around, you never go nowhere. I know you're probably getting tired of all the guys out there. You always wondered what it's like to go from place to place. So darling, take a little ride on the mixer's face.
Be a cruiser. Just follow the magic footprints.
Be a cruiser.
Hey, you'll love it.
Be a cruiser.
It's a way of life. Gonna squash it and you don't need to wash it. Hey, I'll buy you a pizza. Of course I'll introduce you to Warren. The boys and the crew are only waiting for you.
Rubber too, shrink tubing with a hairdryer.
Just spot on the bench for a guy with a wrench and be a cruise.
You like that, huh? I told you you'd love it. It's a way of life.
Guys in the crew have got a present for you.
A present for me?
A present for you.
What do you got? What are you gonna give me?
It looks just like a Telefunken U-47. You'll love it.
With leather?
This is... scroll, the scrutinizer again. And so Mary was enticed away from Joe by an evil barbarian with a wrench in his pocket, lured into a life of sleazery with the entire road crew of some famous rock group. I don't know whether it was really Toto or not. I'm going to check it out. Again, we see music causing
It is Andy. You are listening to Zapped on KKRN. You just heard Crew Slut. Before that was Catholic Girls. Joe's Garage before that. And we started off with the Central Scrutinizer, which is Frank speaking through a little plastic megaphone, then into his microphone. So we are playing Joe's Garage tonight, the entire first part of the album, with the second half coming next week. Again, this album features some lyrics which may offend the easily offendable, so turn away now if you're easily offended. If you are not, this is called Fembot in a Wet T-Shirt.
Because in a minute they're gonna get wet. And the boys are delighted because all the titties will get them upset. And they all think they're really alright. And they're ready to move because the sun outside says it's wet t-shirt night. And they all crave some pink delight.
Yes, it's wet t-shirt time again. Here at the Brasserie, home of the tits. And it's the charming Mary from Canoga Park up next in her bid for the semifinals. Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Hi.
Where are you from?
The bus.
Which one?
You know, the last tour. Leather.
Oh, you were the girl that was stuck to seat 38 on Fido 3. Why don't you get in position now and take a deep breath? Because this water is very, very cold, but it's going to be so stimulating. And Mary's the kind of red-blooded American girl who'll do anything. I said anything for 50 bucks. That's right.
I really need the 50 bucks. You know, I got to get home.
Yeah, I know. Your father is waiting for you in the tool shed. That's right. You heard right. Our big prize tonight is 50 American dollars to the girl with the most exciting mammalian protuberances.
Here I am.
as viewed through a thoroughly soaked, stupid-looking, white sort of male person's conservative kind of middle-of-the-road cotton undergarment whoopee. And here comes the water. No, you'd squeak more if the water got... Sounds like you just got an ice pick in the forehead. And here comes the ice pick in the forehead. Million laughs, Mary. Anyway, good golly, what a mess. She's totally soaked.
Totally, I love it.
Yeah, totally committed to the $50. That's it. Just step into the spotlight. Let the guys get a good look at you, honey. What do you say, fellas? Nice at a judge. Now, Mary, how's about shaking it around a little? Oh, my goodness, look at her go. Ain't this what living is really all about? Here's your $50, Mary.
Oh, great. Now I can go home.
Home is where the heart is.
On the bus.
Staphylococcus. My bones feel like a pair of maracas. Ay, ay, ay. Why does it, why does it, why does it, why does it
I still need her. I really need her. really need her. I really, really need her, Lucy. Has torn my heart out. I really love her. I really, really love her, Lucy.
This is the Central Scrotinizer again. Hi, it's me again, the Central Scrotinizer. Joe says Lucille has messed his mind up. But was it the girl or was it the music? As you can see, girls, music, disease, heartbreak, they all go together. Joe found out the hard way, but his troubles were just beginning. His mind was so messed up, he could hardly do nothing. He was in a quandary, being devoured by the swirling cesspool of his own steaming desires. The guy was a wreck. So, what does he do? For once, he does something smart. He goes out and pays a lot of money to L. Ron Hoover. He goes out and pays a lot of money to L. Ron Hoover at the First Church of Appliantology.
You are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. And this is your host, Andy. We are listening to the album Joe's Garage in its entirety tonight. You just heard Scrotinizer Postlude. Before that was Lucille Has Messed My Mind Up. Before that was Why Does It Hurt When I Pee? Before that was On the Bus. And we started off that block with Fembot in a wet t-shirt. So Joe's Garage, it consists of three acts, and we have just concluded Act 1. And now, on to Act 2. This is A Token of My Extreme.
Welcome to the First Church of Appliantology. The White Zone is for loading and unloading only.
It's just a token of my extreme. Don't you be terrified. It's just a token of my extreme. Don't you never try to look behind my eyes. You don't want to know what they have seen. You never try to look behind my eyes. You don't want to know what they have seen.
Some people think that if they go too far, they'll never get back to where the rest of them are. I might be crazy, but there's one thing I know. You might be surprised,
and what you
find out when you go. Advisor,
What is my problem? Tell me, can you see?
Well, you have nothing to fear, my son. You are a latent appliance, vanishes, it appears to me.
That all seems very, very strange. I never craved a toaster or a color TV.
A latent appliance fetishist is a person who refuses to admit to his or herself that sexual gratification can only be achieved through the use of machines. Get the picture?
Are you telling me I should come out of the closet now, Mr. Ron?
No, my son. You must go into the closet.
What?
And you will have...
Eh?
Hey, a lot of fun.
That's where they all live.
So if you want an appliance to love you, you'll have to go in there and get you one.
Seems simple enough.
Yes, but if you want a really good one, you'll have to learn a foreign language.
German, for instance.
That's right. A lot of really cute ones come from over there.
$50, please.
You've been modified. It's an illusion and no in-between. Don't you be terrified. It's just a lot of nothing, so what can it be? If you've been modified, it's an illusion and you're in between. Don't you be terrified. It's just a lot of nothing, so what can it be? If you've been modified, it's an illusion and you're in between.
This is the Central Scrotonizer. Joe has just learned to speak German. Now, get this. Here's why he did it. He's gonna go to this club on the other side of town. It's called The Closet. And they got these appliances in there that really go for a guy dressed up like a housewife who can speak German. You know what I mean? So, Joe's learned how to speak German. He goes into this place and he sees these little kitchen machineries dancing around with each other. And he sees this one that looks like it's a cross between an industrial vacuum cleaner and a chrome piggy bank with marital aids stuck all over its body. It's really exciting. And when he sees it, he bursts into song.
Aber wie klecker nicht.
no jizz up on that sofa, sofa. Don't get no jizz up on that sofa, sofa.
What's a girl like you doing in a place like this? Do you come here often? Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian. What? You're Jewish. Love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place are mine.
You got here.
All government-sponsored recreational services are clean and efficient.
This is exciting. I never blew a tiny chrome-plated machine that looks like a magical pig with marital aid stuck all over it, such as yourself before.
You'll love it. It's a way of life.
Does that mean maybe later you'll fluke me?
Orgy.
Just me and you.
I share this apartment with a modified gay pop doll. He goes all the way. Ever try oral sex with a miniature rubberized homo replica?
No, not yet. Is this him?
This is him.
your wishes, his command. He likes you, he wants to kiss you always. Just tell him what you want.
Really high little guy, think I might get a tiny but exciting blow job. Give me that blow job. Give me that. Give me Dick Romeo. Give me that. Give me Dick Romeo. Call.
You love it. It looks just like a telephone deal for G7.
Some bondage and humiliation.
Anything you say, master.
Oh, no, I don't believe it. You're way more fun than Mary.
You're floating too high.
And cleaner than Lucille.
Floating on me.
What have I been missing all these years?
Too hard.
Sigh.
Too hard.
Sigh.
Floating too hard on me.
Speak to me. Oh no, the golden shower must have shorted out his master circuit. He's oh my God, I must have fluked him, hey, today.
control the scrutinizer. You have just destroyed one model XQJ-37 nuclear-powered pansexual roto cloaker, and you're gonna have to pay for it. So get up, you haven't got a chance.
But I can't pay. I gave all my money to some kind of groovy religious guy 2 songs ago.
Come on out, son. Between the two of us, we'll find a way to work it out.
It is Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. So that's it. That's the first part of Joe's Garage. That was Act 1 and the first half of Act 2. We just heard Cyborg. Before that was Stick It Out. And we started off that block with A Token of My Extreme. So I hope you enjoyed listening to this first part of Joe's Garage. We will conclude it next week. And that is just about it for the show. Before I leave you for the weekend, I will remind you that coming up right after Zapped, which is about 10-15 seconds away, is Byron Phoenix's Soul Deluxe. So stay tuned for Sounds from the Underground on Soul Deluxe. All right, thanks again for tuning in. And until next week, have a great weekend. Good night.